We don't know for sure. But these are the Matthews were the ones who originally lived up the river at the Joshua Junction and usually trade with the Hudson Bay Company in Port Severn. And then the next group are Ashokamek. Ashokamek, the oldest, the original Ashokamek would have been existed in the Winnisquiver River system around 1775. The original one. Ashokamek. Ashokamek. That would have been the original one. The first one would have been 1745, thereabouts. And then the next generation would have been Thomas Ashokamek, who would have been born, would have been existed from 1860 and passed away around 1929. And there were many of those. They were two men. The other one, is Thomas' brother, was another one, which some of those people were Joseph Ashokamek, James Ashokamek, and William Ashokamek is also, they were cousins. And William was born in 1900 and he died in 1895, and his sons are living today. Her son is Philip Mack, who is now over 64, 65 perhaps, and he also has sons. So these are the Ashokamaks. These were the people who live up the river. And the river, Winnisquiver is past the Hudson Bay, past the Ashwick Junction. They lived there. Somehow Ashokamak originate from either Wedihway or Castle Vanagon. We don't know for sure. But they came to live in Winnisquiver anyway, according to the story. And then there is another group that stays that during that century, 17th century. It's John Sutherland, who was supposed to have been born 1800 and he died somewhere after 1900. And he had sons, his sons, which well known as David Sutherland, who was born somewhere around 1875, and he died in 1963. And his sons are still living today. They are not living in Winnisk, but these people, Sutherlands, used to live on the around Mississauga River and close to the Winnisk. The mouth of the Winnisquiver River in those areas, and also in Nashua, and also in Sematawa Junction. And they moved around. David Sutherland himself joined with the group in Sematawa Lake, and his sons took the trap line there in 1947. And then again, we have another. The original Winnisk area people, who begin the Winnisk area people, they were the very first one. They were called Wabanos. There was Jacob Wabano, the oldest one, who may have existed in 1800 or thereabouts. Then he had son by the name of Wabanos, George Wabano. No, George Wabano was the first one, I think, and then his son was Jacob Wabano. And they were from Wibiqui. And then there is Xavier Wabano, who was born in 1909, and then he died in 1986, and he has he has children that are now over 60.